And rumour has it that Dan Mangan is playing at the Railway Club tomorrow evening. Not 100% sure on that, but you'll hear a bit more about that later on in the show, actually. Just a little tidbit. We are playing today a fantastic interview with Gabrielle from the Dead Letter Chorus, who is a fabulous singer from the band Dead Letter Chorus, who is playing in Vancouver tomorrow. A great Australian band, because this is Stranded, the Australian music show. And I'm very, very excited today to be playing for you that interview with Gabrielle from Dead Letter Chorus. And first of all, I'm going to be playing for you some Hoodoo Gurus. Now, somebody phoned through to the studio a couple of weeks back and said, oh, the Hoodoo Gurus are my favourite band, and I'd like you to play a song, and I never got around to it, but I'm going to do it this morning. I have neglected to add, actually, each Monday, that if anyone ever wants to phone through and request a song, please do. The on-air booth is 604-822-CITR. Any Australian song you'd like me to play, I'd be more than happy to do that if I can find it, and I'll do my absolute best. And this is the Hoodoo Gurus. So people of a certain age or generation might remember them here in North America, because they actually did chart on the college rock circuit. Some clever programmers in the 80s kind of picked up on how fabulous they were, and they played a lot of their singles. The Hoodoo Gurus formed in Sydney in 1981. Featuring Dave Faulkner as the lead songwriter, and also Brad Shepherd, the fantastic lead guitarist. And they're just an all-round fantastic band. I guess 60s styled, or at least keep that spirit alive in their music. I'm going to play for you a single from their Mars Needs Guitars album. This is from 1985, a song called Bittersweet. It's a remarkable song. I'm really excited to play this for you. And coming up soon will be the Dead Letter Chorus interview. So here we go. We're on Stranded, the Australian music show. This is the Hoodoo Gurus from 1985. We'll be right back.
Yeah, plane it did crash into the bay. sin. Now we'll burn all candles brightly for you. Just lay yourself down and stop your hurting.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Welcome back to CITR. This is a Monday morning and the Parts Unknown show is coming up soon. Chris Horrific is in the studio. He's always busily preparing when I arrive. Just before my show here, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And this is a very special show today because I have an interview I recorded yesterday with Gabrielle from Sydney band Dead Letter Chorus. And the last song you heard there was Dead Letter Chorus, actually. And that was a song called 11th Dream About Aeroplanes. It's from their August Magnificent album, which has now been released in Canada, just at the start of their big tour, their first tour of Canada. August Magnificent is really getting fantastic reviews already. Dead Letter Chorus kind of came out of nowhere in 2008 from the Sydney scene, and this is their debut album, and they're touring it across the country. They started out with Canadian Music Week, and they also played, I believe, somewhere over there in the East, an East Coast festival, which is a Sydney via Sydney swap. It's really an interesting thing, a Sydney over on the East Coast there, swapping with people in Sydney, Australia, some musicians. So it's really interesting to hear about a community of musicians forming across the waves. So I spoke yesterday to Gabrielle about the tour and and I had a really great chat. I'm just about to play you part one. But just going back, at the top of the set, we heard the Huda Gurus with the classic 1985 single Bittersweet from the Mars Needs Guitars album. And then UMI with the song Dead Letter Chorus, which, of course, is the band name of Gabrielle's band, who we're just about to play in the interview. So here we go. This is my chat yesterday with Gabrielle from Dead Letter Chorus from Sydney. Oh, it's coming up shortly. Just having a little bit of a error here with the computer, but we will get there very soon. So Dead Letter Chorus are actually playing at the Railway Club on Tuesday night, and apparently with Dan Mangan, so that's very exciting too. So here we go. We're just about
Gabrielle, how are you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, yep. Yeah, you're way across the country in Toronto there. You've just played Canadian Music Week.
Yeah, I just did some showcasing for CMW, so it was an amazing, amazing week. There's a few Australian artists that came over as well to do it, Sally Seltman and Fergus Brown and Children Collide and Kate Miller-Heike. It was amazing to hang out with good friends and good musicians and to check out all the other bands from over the world.
But, yeah. I guess there's not as many events like that in Australia that really draws that many, you know, concentrated bands.
But, yeah. I mean, just the sheer scale of it. I mean, so many venues, hosting these nights, different showcasing, and it was just kind of so overwhelming to look at a program and be like, well, there's just like six things I want to see tonight, but I can only go to two of them. I mean, it's so great to have something like that.
Oh, it's a great opportunity for you. And I'm just curious how the Canadian connection came into place. There's been quite a history of Australian bands coming here, and often there's a story about how they kind of made that happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our story is very, very unique, I'm sure, because our manager, actually, he brings out a lot of Canadian acts, such as Matthew Barber and Jill Barber and Hey Rosetta, and he tours them around Australia. And we kind of, got to know them and our manager just, knew their managers and thought, maybe I could bring my band over here. And we ended up hooking up with some people at the East Coast Music Awards as well, doing a Sydney meets Sydney exchange program.
Oh, wow.
So with 2 Hours Traffic, a band from Charlottetown.
Yeah.
PEI, and so we've been touring with them for the past 2 weeks through Ontario and Quebec, and we played Lee's Palace last night, and it's just been amazing. I mean, there's just, how we got here has just been so many people kind of getting their heads together to get us over here, and it's just been, amazing.
Wow, that's very exciting. And so the tour is still crossing the country. But I just wanted to actually go right back to the start for new listeners of the band. You started yourself out in the Sydney independent scene. How did that all come together and the forming of the band?
Yeah, well, it was quite funny, actually. The Cameron, the lead singer in our band, and our drummer and guitarist, Michael and Lee, they were playing in rock bands around the Sydney scene, and I was a big fan of their music, and I followed them around, and, I'd be their merch girl, and and then I ended up kind of wanting to start a band with these guys and start doing something a little bit different. It sort of started as a bit of a side project, as these guys are in other bands, and then it started to take over everything because it was very kind of different what we were doing. We were doing more like a folky kind of, folk rock kind of thing that wasn't really being explored much in Sydney, and people started to get a bit of an interest in it. And that was 3 years ago, so yeah, we've kind of really evolved since then, and we've gained a new bass player in the past 6 months, Tristan, and he's really, he's bringing so much to the band as well. So we're kind of, they're continuously evolving, I guess. So.
Yeah. It is exciting because I do know, yeah, your style is different from the typical Sydney style. It's a sort of Detroit-influenced garage rock that's been strong in Sydney for many, many years. And a band like yours is a real sort of gem. Sort of, your sound definitely sticks out.
Yeah, we found that. It came to a point where we couldn't really go any further in Sydney and Melbourne. You know, we played quite a lot and toured a lot, and that's why we really wanted to get to Canada, because so many Canadian musicians that had come to Australia and heard us play, they're like, you know, you should come to Canada. You know, you might have a fun time and meet some musicians that you like. And it was, I mean, we've just really, the response we've got here has been mind-blowing, to say the least. Like, Canadian people are just so into their music and into folk rock, and it's just so nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely amazing.
Yep. I'm not waiting, no, I'm not waiting for you. They say across my heart.
wonderful music there from Dead Letter Chorus from Australia, Sydney, Australia, who are playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club. And I spoke with Gabrielle yesterday. Gabrielle was the singer from the band, and you just heard her beautiful vocals there on that track called Oscar Moreland off the August Magnificent album. And I've got part two of that interview coming up a bit later on in the show. We do actually have a lot of Southern Hemisphere music floating around at the moment around Sydney, and there's a band called the Ruby Suns who have also been playing. They're going to be playing on the 9th in the Biltmore. So I wanted to quickly play them as well, and we'll be playing a bit more music, Australian and Canadian, and we'll get on to part two of that interview with Gabrielle from the Dead Letter Chorus too. That's coming up later in the show. So that's a little taste of their absolutely remarkable music there for you. So right now, some Ruby Suns, I should mention they're actually from New Zealand. So the Ruby Suns coming up at the Biltmore on Friday. So I hope you like this song called Masai Mara.
Thank you. descriptions of your great abode. Monstrous distributes to thy gods, and the Sultan of Vortman. Thank you.
Well, just wanted to get a little taste of some Australian and Canadian metal there. First was Alchemist with Chinese Whispers, and then that was Strapping Young Lad with Detox. Just a real comparison and contrast to premier metal bands. Yeah, just before we get back into the Dead Letter Chorus, I've got the second part of the interview with Gabrielle coming up right now. Gabrielle is the singer from Dead Letter Chorus, playing at the Railway Club tomorrow. So we're just about to hear the second part of that interview right now.
Yep.
Well, Vancouver listeners are going to be hearing you very soon at the Railway Club on the 6th.
Tuesday night.
Absolutely. So we've already played a couple of songs in the last few weeks, Down in Your Valley, and also I think The Long Good Night we played.
That was great.
And we'll definitely play some more songs today. And listeners will note a real key feature of your song is just the incredible harmonies that you do with Cameron. And I'm curious, do you have any specific musical icons or heroes of yours that have really influenced you in that harmonic, the two-person playing off each other? Any two people, I guess, that come to mind as inspirations?
The thing, when we first started doing it, I mean, people would often come up to us and go, you know, you've got a real Carter Cash kind of vibe going. But, I mean, we don't really think about we have our own individual influences, but when we come together, it's just purely what comes from our voices and what suits the song. And I mean, we have our influences are very broad, and they're not specifically you know, guy girl combos that influence us. Like it's very interesting that we don't really have like a real kind of influence to the way that we interact with our vocals, but they just sort of come like that. It's just very organic and natural.
Very flexible and spontaneous. Well, and listeners will be able to hear exactly what we're talking about very shortly. And just one of a curiosity, the name of your band, Dead Letter Chorus, I couldn't help but notice that there's a song on a UMI album called Dead Letter Chorus, the Hourly Daily album. I know you've played with Tim Rogers, and I was wondering how much of an influence him and his band are as well.
Yeah, well, more so for Cameron and Michael, the two guys in our band. Cameron has been a UMI fan since he was, you know, a little kid. And I mean, that album Hourly Daily is Cameron's favourite Australian album of all time. And when we were thinking about the name for our band, we were thinking, you know, Dead Letter Office kind of vibe, and then One night, Cameron was just sort of listening to his iPod, and it just sort of popped up, Dead Letter Chorus. And we thought, you know, I mean, UMI, you know, one of Cameron's biggest influences as well, and such a great band, and Tim Rogers, such a great, you know, great songwriter, and you know, it really kind of reflects what we're all about as well, like the chorus of, you know, unspoken kind of words and emotions, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, that's great, definitely. I haven't featured UMI too much here yet, but I plan to devote a bit more time. Is there a song you'd like me to play from any of their albums? Any other favourite of yours?
Maybe. Is it Hourly Daily? Is that the actual, is there a title?
I think that's
for that album?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I like that one.
Okay, yeah, we can play that. And of course, and from your album, The August Magnificent, is there any track there specifically you'd like the audience to hear before the gig?
Maybe Magnolia Farm. It's a good track that has the guy girl vocal vibe, and it's a fun pop kind of alt country tune. So
oh, great!
Give that a whirl.
Okay. Okay, so Gabrielle, so thanks so much. Is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about the gig coming up, what they can expect?
We have a very good friend in Vancouver called Dan Mangan, which I'm sure everybody is either a huge fan or knows of him. And he may be making a special guest appearance on stage with us at the Railway.
Oh.
So that's a little bit of an announcement to make.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he's just an amazing musician, and he might come up and sing some tunes with us on stage, and yeah, so.
Oh, excellent. Dan Mangan.
That'll be good. Yeah, okay. Dan Mangan.
Yep. Well, that is going to be the Railway Club on the 6th of April. So, listeners, definitely Dead Letter Chorus are one of the most remarkable bands to be playing in Australia and outside Australia now, of course, here in North America, and you'll be very fortunate to be able to see them. So thanks very much, Gabrielle. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
Oh, there's no problem. That's right. So Tuesday night, I could definitely recommend that gig there. You heard part two of my interview with Gabrielle from Dead Letter Chorus, the Sydney band. Their new album is called The August Magnificent, and you'll be able to see them play tomorrow night with Dan Mangan at the Railway Club. Gabrielle wanted us to play one more song there from their album, which I will get to right after this, Magnolia Farm. And we'll also play that quick UMI track too, Owly Daily, that she mentioned. And then on to some Canadian music before the end of the show.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Okay, here's Magnolia Farm by Dead Letter Chorus, and then we'll have Owly Daily by UMI. Okay.
One, two. You can be the writer, and I will be your page. You can be the ocean, and I will be your wave. You could hear the sound of melody rising and falling, or we could take the train. Leave this goddamn town.
You can be.
Yeah.
hiding something bad in his sock drawer. And there's too much hate covering up those once white walls. I don't want my boy think that I'm only to avoid. Tread safe hourly.
Smile. Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? Absolutely. We've just come to the end of another show here at Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, on a Monday morning. This is CITR 101.9. We have alternative radio coming up very soon. I'm just going to squeeze in one more track before that, a Canadian track. You just heard a band called The Six. Take It All In is their album. You heard the track Lay Me Down. And, of course, before then was a bit more of the Dead Letter Chorus. We heard Magnolia Farm, which was Gabrielle's pick. I interviewed Gabrielle, and you heard that today on the show. And UMI, also, her pick from the Owly Daily album was the track Owly Daily, the first track. An amazing album, that. I definitely recommend anyone new to Australian music to check that out. UMI is the band. And that's pretty much it for the show today. And don't forget Dead Letter Chorus, the Railway Club, tomorrow night with Dan Mangan. And I'm going to leave you with a band called the Molestics, another Canadian band. So I hope you have a wonderful Monday and the rest of the week. And I hope you had a great Easter too. Here's the Molestics. Bye-bye.
Girlfriends, but they're wrong again. Will they come over, drink all our booze and act like our friends? There's a party on another floor with a reptile on the door. He can smell you out in your voice like industry doesn't exist. Industry doesn't exist.